This is Spotlight, Central Florida Public Media's arts, culture, and entertainment segment. I'm Nicole Darden Creston. The Spotlight is on now. It's time for the third annual Orlando Outfest, a weekend-long performing arts and film festival featuring local LGBTQ stories, artists, and history. Outfest is an Orlando theatrical community affair. It's produced by the Orlando Fringe and curated by the Center Orlando CEO, George Wallace. Shows take to the stages of the Center, the Renaissance Theater, and the Starlight Room at Savoy, September 10th through the 13th. I sat down with Wallace and Orlando Fringe Artistic Director Tempest Halstead in the Fringe's brand new office on Virginia Drive, so new that boxes were being unpacked and art hung on the walls around us. But Halstead said no mere move across town is going to slow down this vital festival.
It is important for not only the community, but the LGBTQIA community and the Fringe community, and also the partnerships that we create with all of the different venues and the cross-section of the Center and Orlando Fringe. But now more than ever, the LGBTQIA community needs visibility and being out loud and proud and having as much support as humanly possible. And that's what Orlando Fringe is about, is giving support.
George, tell me about your curation process.
Sure. So I was really excited when Fringe asked me to do this. As you know, I was with Fringe for 14 of my illustrious career here in Orlando. So I knew some of the old school, I don't want to call them old, but old school artists and some of my favorites. And then also some of the up and coming artists that have never actually even set foot on a Fringe stage. And Tempest sent me a list and I went through and I did research and people said yes and it was great. So it's a mix of everything from drag and burlesque to stand-up comedy and everything in between. I wanted to make sure that there was a representation for the entire community.
So the Center plus Fringe, places that you have been a part of slash run over your decent amount of years. I'm not going to say a lot of years. I'm just going to say your storied career. Let's say that.
Right.
Because it's true.
True.
Tell me how it feels to be doing sort of both at this moment, theater and Center.
So theater is kind of my passion. I am not an actor. I'm not an artist, but I live vicariously through the artist. And I always have. I'm much more of an office and numbers kind of person. So arts are just so important to the Center as well. We have an art gallery, and I also gave space to the local LGBTQ museum, so I gave them space. We have programming, and it's just so crucial. It's not part of our mission, but it's part of my mission. I was really excited, and I get to marry both of the organizations that I love, and both organizations are in my will if we're going to talk about how old I am. So
we're not going to talk about how old any of us are. Thank you very much. I don't know which one of you can answer this. I'm not going to ask you your favorites, because that's not fair. But what I am going to ask you is, are there specific shows that are getting a buzz or that stand out to you?
I think we're always going to have heavy hitters, right, that have existed in Fringe, as George says, as veterans, right? We have Tamisha Harris, we have Michael Wanzi. These are big names to recognize. But what I want to say is, yes, you can guarantee those are going to be spectacular shows. Take a chance on other artists. I think that's the most important thing in messaging, is really take a chance. Because one, you never know. There might be a genre that you're like, I don't really stand up. But it might surprise you and it might open you up to a whole new art form that you have never thought about. So take a chance. You're supporting these artists individually and you're supporting these organizations. So you can't go wrong. That is my stance on how to pick a show.
George?
I will echo what Tempest said, but I'm excited for the first-time artists or the newer artists, Jeff Klein, who just is coming off an Edinburgh run and is a veteran artist, but not here in Orlando. So this is his first show here in Orlando. And I'm just really excited for not only those, but the veterans who have not performed, or shows that I've seen, like Janine Klein's Gay Bar Star or Pillow Talk, and Michael Wanzi, who is a veteran with a new show. So it's just an exciting mix. So I'm excited for all of them. And I'm also excited for the film component, because there is a film component, and the center is, we're looking at doing Two Eyes and Miss Sammy, A Day in the Life of Miss Sammy, and Greetings from Queer Town, and then Movies Out Loud. So Mystery Science Theater 3000 with a drag queen talking over a terrible movie, right? It doesn't get better than that.
I think that my listeners may be familiar with Orlando drag icon Sammy Singhouse, who is unfortunately no longer with us and is the subject of the movie A Day in the Life. You mentioned Two Eyes. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure. Two Eyes is actually a Hollywood theatrical release, and it is Academy Award nominee Lily Gladstone's film, and it's done by Travis Fine. So he approached me through another partnership to do a film screening here as a benefit for the center, and I said, I have one better. I'm doing a festival. Do you want to be part of it? And he said, sign me up. So yeah, it was great.
You mentioned benefit for the center, which leads me into my next question. How are the ticket sale proceeds shaking out?
So none of the artists have to pay anything to participate in the festival. And we've changed it up just a little bit to where there is no button for this festival. So you just need to buy a ticket. Anything that is at the center goes directly to center. So all of the film screenings go directly to the center. And then there's specific programming like Lee Cohen's Comedy Hour. That proceed goes directly to the center. So depending on the show, it is going to benefit different organizations. But for the most part, any of the theater shows, it's going to be 60% goes to the artist and 40% goes to Fringe, except for very specific programming. And then George is going to donate to other organizations on top of that.
Right. So even though we're not going to make a ton of money on the film component, we are giving back to other organizations. So we're giving back to A Walk for Change, which is the Orlando AIDS Walk. We're giving to the Doug Bowser Memorial Scholarship, and we're giving to the Singhouse Scholarship for Performing Arts. So those are also organizations that are near and dear to my heart and also partner with the center as well and partner with the Orlando Fringe. So it was an easy kind of fit for me to say those are the organizations that we're donating back to.
What do you say to people who say, why does it have to be specific? Why are we having a specific LGBTQIA festival?
So I always tell people that we're trying to be erased as a community. And as Tempest said earlier, visibility is so important. I always tell people it's something as simple as why you're getting upset about a rainbow flag or a crosswalk. It's because those symbols are, if they're erased, out of sight, out of mind. And we're not going anywhere. And Orlando is a happy little bubble for the community. And I want to make sure that there are safe spaces for our community to go and our allies. We can't forget the allies.
I also want to add on to the fact that the LGBTQIA community has done so much for Fringe. I don't think Fringe would be in a place it is now without the shows that came through and the names that came through and made the festival what it is. So it is a little like appreciation as well. But to George's point, I think that it is so important to platform and give opportunities to individuals that are getting stripped of their voices every single day. And so that's why we feel like this is such an amazing thing, is to give back to the community that's given so much back to us.
That was Orlando Fringe Artistic Director Tempest Halstead and the Center Orlando CEO George Wallace, producer and curator, respectively, of Orlando Outfest. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. Thanks for listening to Spotlight.